A troubled teenager with few friends and a family life marred by tragedy and loss. That's the picture emerging today of Jeffrey Weiss, the 16-year-old identified as the attacker in Monday's shootings on the Red Lake Indian Reservation in northern Minnesota. Relatives and classmates describe Weiss as a quiet youth who dressed in black and didn't fit in. And as NPR's Greg Allen reports from Bemidji, Minnesota, he may have reached out to neo-Nazi websites.
On the two-lane blacktop leading to the reservation, there's a handmade sign lettered in green spray paint. It says, "We're praying for the Red Lake community." On the reservation, it's quiet. The main sign of life is a fleet of TV satellite trucks keeping vigil at the police station. On a cul-de-sac in Red Lake, the silence is broken only by wind chimes. An empty school bus sits in Patrick Tahawa's driveway. Tahawa's mom drives Red Lake's kids to school, but right now all the schools are closed. Tahawa was at the IGA when he heard the news Monday that there had been a shooting at the high school.
Somebody came to the store and said four people were just shot at the school and they're all emotional. And I heard a bunch of cops, ambulance, and I didn't think it was going to turn out to be as bad as it was. I thought, you know, somebody just had a fight or something.
Tahawa knows some of the adults and the students killed. He also knows Jeff Weiss. Weiss and he are distant cousins, and they grew up just doors apart from each other in Minneapolis. Weiss lived with his mother there until she was badly injured in an auto accident and was unable to care for him. Around that same time, Tahawa says, Weiss's dad committed suicide. Tahawa says when they were kids, he and Weiss used to play together, but otherwise his cousin never really had many friends. Tahawa moved back to the Red Lake Reservation, about 250 miles north of Minneapolis. And after his mother's accident, Tahawa says Weiss moved back as well to live with his grandmother. When he next caught up with his cousin, Tahawa says Weiss had changed.
He had a long black trench coat. He'd always wear these boots, high-cut boots, with the straps and some pants with buckles on them, and that's how he looked every day.
Tahawa says at Red Lake his cousin was a loner and was often picked on by bullies. He may also have become involved with neo-Nazi ideas, posting dozens of messages to a website run by the Libertarian National Socialist Green Party. In a posting in March of 2004, a person identifying himself as Jeff Weiss, a Native American from the Red Lake Indian Reservation, said, "I've always carried a natural admiration for Hitler and his ideals." In another message a month later, he wrote, "I'm being blamed at school for a threat on the school I attend because someone said they were going to shoot up the school on 420, Hitler's birthday. And just because I claim being a National Socialist, guess who they've pinned?" Classmates say the postings sound like Weiss, but Patrick Tahawa says it's not the cousin he once knew.
No, it does not even sound like him. Not at all. I don't know where that came from, to tell you the truth. It doesn't sound like any Native American on the res.
Police say they can't confirm yet whether Jeff Weiss was indeed responsible for the postings, but Mark Potok with the Southern Poverty Law Center says there appears to be little doubt. Potok's organization monitors hate groups and says the website espouses the idea that instead of living together, races should be separated. He says it's not all that unusual for a member of a minority group to become fascinated with extremist ideas.
Some people, and particularly young people in more or less disenfranchised or oppressed groups, who want very much to associate with power. In other words, you know, these are kids very typically who want to associate with the oppressor, not the oppressed.
The FBI says it's looking into what motivation the website and neo-Nazi ideas may have played in Monday's shooting. On the Red Lake Indian Reservation, Tribal Chairman Floyd Jourdain says he doesn't know anything about neo-Nazi writings, but sees Weiss and Monday's tragic shooting in a larger context.
You know, a lot of Native American kids, there's a cultural void missing there. We are, after all, the first peoples of this country, and we've had a disconnect from our culture, and our children are screaming out, they're crying for something, they need an identity, they need recognition and attention, and sometimes in our busy lives and our schedules, and this is all fairly new to us.
Red Lake is one of the few Indian reservations still largely closed to outsiders. Greg Allen, NPR News, Bemidji, Minnesota.